Welcome to the Grub. Welcome back, babies.
Hey, welcome. Episode 3.
I'm Edo.
I'm Ben.
I'm Greg.
Grego.
People said that we'd never make it here.
They said we never make it, but we finally came to. What do you think about that?
That's great.
I think that's fucking sick. Yeah. I think that's probably the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Who? Gonna finally make it. What is that?
I don't know, man.
This one's made for you.
Is it an actual song?
Made for you. I don't know if it's a song or some sort of cricket advertisement. Like a
for crickets?
No, like some sort of...
The latest 2018 crickets are out and they're chirping up a storm.
I actually ate some crickets 2 weeks ago.
Do tell. Grubs, as it were.
I actually ate some. They went to this fancy restaurant and they were selling crickets.
But it doesn't bloody sound that fancy if they're bloody saving your bloody insects. What?
They get them out of the bin.
You get the flies out, the spiders drink.
Glass of maggots, please.
my mum's drank that frog's blood.
Okay. Actually, it's environmentally responsible to eat bugs. Because it's a high source of protein low carbon footprint. So
that
maybe check your privileges, both of them.
I have checked my privilege and I'm real happy with it because I don't eat bugs, you dog.
And tell me, Ben, what kind of occasion was it? Anniversary, birthday?
No, just going
tell
out.
Mum.
For,
tell mum.
Going out for dinner with the girlfriend's dad.
Oh.
Yeah. And the girlfriend was there as well.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't just going out to dinner with David. It wasn't just me and Davo.
And you got the menu out there with the crickets and you thought to yourself, blow it.
Yeah.
Blow it.
I've had a tough week.
I'm going to eat these.
What is the restaurant? Name and shame.
Henry Sugar.
How about a sponsorship?
Give us a sponsorship.
And they were delicious.
We'll eat your fucking crickets.
I'll eat your grubs.
I'll eat your fucking crickets every
day. They were good. Little chili sauce, little like chili powder, stuff like that, little herbs and spices.
Shell on or shell off?
I don't think there's nothing more to them than a shell, is there?
With peanuts. Can I just say that we mentioned peanuts every episode?
We have to.
That's true.
Oh, we have to mention peanuts.
Did we actually officially mention peanuts in the first episode?
I believe we did.
We mentioned nuts.
Yeah, right. I said, what's your favourite nut? Then we had a whole discussion about
pistachios. We did, but I don't know if we said the word peanut.
Well, it's general nuts.
Yeah, nuts. And then the next week I bought in a bag of peanuts. The bag's still sitting on the bench at my house.
Fuck, wow.
Boring.
That's a little peek behind the curtain.
And listen, next week, of course, is the nude episode.
Yeah, next week, tell your mum and dad, tell your friends.
Come
next
on down.
Next week is the nude episode of the
Who
Grub.
Who cares?
World first.
Well, speaking of eating grubs, I'd like to push on with our first sketch. Thanks so much, Ben, and thanks so much, Greg. Let's go!
There's 15 weeping sores hidden on my body. Where are you gonna find them? It's a mystery.
The Grub!
Hello, my name is Dennis, and I work as a butcher's apprentice. I will now like to read you a poem about the Mario Brothers. This poem is called The Mario Brothers Are Jumping Brothers. The Mario Brothers are jumping brothers. They jump on enemies, but never each other. The Mario Brothers are jumping brothers. They love to jump, but they love one another. The Mario Brothers are jumping brothers. If you are King Bowser, you better take cover. Thank you.
Hey there! Here's a $20 gift voucher to Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the Grub. It's a hot day, summer in Melbourne.
Sweltering.
It's sweltering.
Yeah.
Ben, over the summer, what are your tips for keeping cool?
Pools. Go to your local...
Hang on, sorry. What? Oh, my phone's ringing.
What's wrong? Answer it.
It's Auntie Carol.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Give it a ring. Give it a call.
I'd have to answer it. She'll just call back. Hang on, just one second. Hello.
Hello, Greg Darling. Is that you, love?
Yes, Auntie Carol. It's me. How are you doing?
It's me, Auntie Carol. Love.
Yeah, I know. I know. Your name comes up when you ring. It's
hey, Auntie.
You,
it's
Greg, love.
It's Ben. How are you?
Oh, hello, Ben. How are you, darling?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. How's your leg?
Oh yeah, it's a bit rough there, love. It's all, you know, my knees are gone. Yeah. My knees are gone from underneath me, love. But listen, Greg, put Greg back on.
I'm on. We're both on. We're just both on the thing. What? We're just recording.
Hey, you're both on.
We're in the podcast studio. We're recording a podcast at the moment.
Podcast? Yeah. What's that, love?
It's like the radio. It's like the radio. It's the radio.
Have you got a job? Oh, you finally got a job on the radio.
Yep.
Thank God, love.
I'm very high-paying job.
Yeah.
Honestly, because with that comedy, you know, you've been doing that for a long time, darling. And, you know, sometimes I think to myself, God, is absolutely deluded, you know, because it's all, you know, you're not, you know, because those shows that you were putting on, love, they were terrible. That one last year.
Yeah.
Oh, no one understood it. Mm. You know, it was all, oh, you know, carrying on and I'm Greg and then I'm this person and, you know, it didn't make any sense. Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm glad to hear, what is it, Triple M?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah, Triple M.
It's pretty much Triple M.
Well, listen, love, listen. Yep. Have you got the car there?
My car? Yeah, I've got my car. Yeah, why?
Well, they let you out for a minute, darling, because I'm at the doctor. And I need someone to come down here, love. I'm very upset with what's happened here.
What's happened? What's going
on? You know, I've got my knees and all this, and I come down here and, you know, I want something for my knees, love. And he's at me, this bloke, the bloody, you know, he calls himself a doctor, and I'm looking at his certificates on the wall. I thought, oh, you can bloody manufacture that, you know, with a,
you
know, get it in the bin. And he's like, oh, you know, you gotta get up and move around, Carol. Well, this is at me like this, right? Now, listen, don't start at me either.
No, I just...
Don't you start at me.
No, but I...
Listen.
I'm listening. What?
Well, I can't get up and move around. That's why I'm in there,
But you
That's
can't...
That's why I've gone there, love.
But you've got to try. You have to try. Mum is worried as well.
Listen. Oh, and then he says to me, right, well, we're having this 3-point plan, aren't we? You know, you'll have the physio on the knees. Mm. And then this is the rub of it, love. This is where I came undone. Mm-hmm. He said to me, I'm going to send you off to a dietitian. Now, listen.
That sounds like a good idea.
I mean, that
no,
could be good.
Listen. I'm a bigger girl in our family. You know what it's like. But I'm good with my diet, love. I'm good, you know, I have my meats, don't I?
You do.
I'm at the butcher. What have I had? I've had my chicken. I've had my beef.
Yeah.
I'll have a lamb come Wednesday. Now, I'll have that on Wednesday night, and then that's cool for the next day. I'll do a sandwich. I'll come back around for the chicken.
Love those
leftovers.
You know,
and then I might do fish on the Friday. Like, yeah. I can't be. And he's at me, oh, what
I
vegetables
thought fish was
and
a
all
Sunday.
This. I can't be getting down there, love.
Look, Auntie Carol, have you eaten any vegetables this week?
I have not eaten any vegetables this week. Thanks again. Thanks, everyone's at me. Why don't you bloody kill me?
What about potatoes?
You're all sick of me. Why don't you get me down?
Don't say that. We're not sick of you.
Look, no, listen. Get me down in the driveway. Roll me down. Put me head on the concrete. Drive over me in your new four-wheel drive or whatever you got. Back and forward over my head. Kill me.
You don't have to be.
No,
you don't have to be so melodramatic, Auntie Carol. Everyone wants to help you.
I'm not coming to Christmas neither.
No.
And tell your mother that. That's it, out. I'm not.
No.
Last year was an absolute disgrace what happened to me up there.
Okay, first of all, Auntie Carol, you have to come to Christmas.
You
got to
come to Christmas.
Mum will be that upset if you don't come to Christmas.
I'm not coming up there because she's at me. They're all backstabbers and they're all at me. Listen, I was up there last year, right? Okay? I go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll be reasonable for a minute. All right, let's be reasonable for a minute. She invites me up there, up to Queensland. Can you come, Carol? Warren wants to see you. Your brother hasn't seen you in years and years and years and all the song and dance of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree. I say I'm coming. Next thing, there's no offer of a flight. There's no offer of an airport pickup. I'm on the Jetstar website, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the Jetstar website. A month before, trying to, I can't afford that So anyway, it actually,
if you plan ahead, it's better.
I put all my money in there in the system, and up I come. No one picks me up from the airport. Then I'm put. Where am I put?
We put you in a bunk bed.
Yeah, you put me in a bunk bed.
There's lots of people staying over. You're perfectly happy in a bunk bed.
Here we are. Here it is. Because I never got married. Here it is. That's what it is.
Why didn't you sit in the bunk bed?
You're all sitting around saying, oh, she never found her husband. Oh, she's heavy. And now listen.
Heavy? Nobody's saying this.
I get my mattress out from the bunk bed and I put it in the living room because I'd like to be near the television and the air conditioner, don't I?
You were sitting there all Christmas just lying on the floor in the lounge room.
Yes, I was, darling. Yes, I was. Arrest me. All right, I like it there. So what? Lunch comes around, your mother's at me. She kicked me at one point. She reckoned she was, carrying something and tripped, but, I felt the kick. And she said, get out of the living room, Carol. You can't be there during Christmas lunch.
You were lying on the floor in the middle of the living
room. Yeah, we were
having Christmas dinner. You didn't even get up, Auntie Carol.
Well, you can put it down someone could have passed me something down. That's all I'm saying, love. Listen, it's not a good... Oh, hang on.
What's
now, I've got to go, love. Oh, no, I've just got something coming in, that's all.
What's coming in? What you got?
No, it's just a man. I'm following the new program of the doctor.
Uber Eats again? You've got a very fixed income.
No. What you get?
No, love. I just got a burger.
You've got a burger? What are you getting?
Yes, Darren, I'm coming. It's the money is in the system. The system.
What are you talking
about? What is...
Are you there?
What's happening?
She's gone. Auntie Carol's gone. Well, let's just roll on with the...
Yeah,
the
she's rest gone. Of the-
the grub.
We have been travelling for weeks now, Wills. I do fear that we will never find this inland sea in which we seek.
I think your fear is justified, Burke. I just don't know if we're on the right track. I'll scout up ahead for a little while. Why don't you rest up and have some water and I'll try and see if there's anything on the horizon. I shan't be too long.
Toodle-pip, good sir. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Sorry, hi. Are you my dad's mate?
What?
Are you my dad's mate?
Your dad's mate.
Who's that other guy?
Oh, that's a great explorer.
How long do I have to live here for?
Well, nobody lives here.
You know my dad. He went up to Coburg for a meeting. He hasn't come back. And I said, wait here, Dad. I'll play with the Slinky.
Coburg.
Are you my dad's mate?
No, I don't know who your dad is. I'm not entirely sure.
Have you seen my Slinky?
Slinky?
Someone took it.
Well, there are no stairs around here for...
How long am I living here?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm not...
I'm going to go. Okay.
Okay,
it's my Slinky.
I'll just rest against this Boab tree.
Bye. Where am I? I'm over there. I'm under a log and I'm under a chair. I'm a grub. I'm a grub. I like to hide in your house sometimes. I'm a grub.
The grub.
I like, you know what I like is a little secret thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to answer the phone nude and the other person doesn't know I'm nude and I'll talk to them for like 20 minutes and the whole time I'm just on the verge of a little giggle. I'm just a bit like, hey, Greg.
How many times have you...
All right, fucking Louis C.K.
It's your time. Time's up.
I'm making a comeback.
Time's up, scumbag.
No, but it's... I like to be nude.
that's fine. I mean, I don't. But, I mean, next week, tune in next week, nude episode.
Yeah, looking forward to
it. With my ex, also, I thought it was funny to run nude, which it is.
Yeah, like, if
they're doing something normal, like watching the TV, and you just hear a little squeal, and then, like, and then a nudie runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one time I did it and fell, one of the most degrading moments of my life. Just a nude fall, and he had to help me up.
Oh. One time I was in the shower, and my dog was choking. She had somehow got a bit of goose bone.
Oh. And what are you eating, goose?
You're eating goose. You're eating crickets.
We tried a goose once, and she had gotten lodged in the back of her throat. And I was in the shower, and I just had to get out, hop out of the shower, and put my hand down this dog's mouth and pull out the bone,
nude,
and just nude and just hanging out. Mm-hmm. And then the dog didn't even thank me. It just went, yeah, fuck you.
I hate that this is maybe, I reckon, the third time I've heard that story. The story of when you were nude and pulled a goose bone out of it.
Who knew gooses had bones? And on that note, let's push on.
Well, mum, you bitch, give me a PS4.
No! All right, you are on the grub. There's a man here.
Yeah, just a man.
Who wanted to be interviewed, so we agree.
Yeah, because
we're very generous people. And here he is. Hello,
Canned Bums.
Okay.
Let me tell you a little bit about Canned Bums.
Sure.
Mm. I sell canned bums. Now, what do I have to do to put a can of quality bums in your hand today?
Well, I mean, how does it?
A can of bums, I am selling one can of bums, $5, right? Three cans of bums, $40. Now, that's value that I pass on to you.
Three cans of bums, $40.
Sounds right.
What's your name, mate?
I like to call myself Colin. I don't have an official name. The men haven't given me one, but I do sell canned bums, and my name is Colin.
So you were just born without a name.
I don't know where I'm from originally or why I am here or on this earth. I live in a room. It's a smallish room. It smells very strongly of musk lollies.
Uh-huh.
But that could be the man Gavin, who also lives in the room with me.
Gavin.
He's red and he's very stinky and he screams constantly screaming.
Hmm.
Now, I sell canned bums.
Okay.
So I had all these bums, I had all these cans. I thought, why don't I go into business selling the bums in the cans? Mm.
Uh-huh.
A bum in lemon juice. That's one of the flavors. Bum in lime. Okay. Bum in sweet chili oil.
Okay, so we've got a lot of citrus going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've also just got a humble bum in spring water. That you can purchase.
And how are you canning the bums?
With a can and bums. I put the bums in the cans. I'm not sure what. There's not really much to explain there.
Sealed up?
Well, they're not 100% sealed.
They're just open bums.
They're empty cans and the bums go in the cans.
Uh-huh.
And there's no tops on them. You just reach your hand in. It's for convenience. I just hand you the can. You can get the bums straight out.
And they're in some
out.
Kind of brine.
They're in a brine, a bum brine.
Double B.
Yeah, the BB, double B, the bum brine.
Where are you getting those bums?
I get them. A lot of them were there already in the room. There were heaps of these bums around there, and I thought I'd pickle them up, get them ready, put them in cans.
So pickled bums.
Pickled bums. There's free-range bums. There's pickled bums. There's little bums. There's big bums. All the bums you like. Nothing better than a bum on a Chrissy day. Chrissy morning, wake up to a bum. Hello. Thanks for that, Dad.
So what does a disembodied bum look like?
Well, I'll show you. Here's a can of bums right here. Oh. Have a look.
Oh.
It smells. Look, I know that it's. The smell's not that bad. It's not. See, I like to drink the brine. I like to drink the bum brine.
Open the door.
Open the door.
Just a bit there.
I feel like that's not. That's not crazy.
That's a fucking. That smells like. It smells like someone left, just like brine in in a corner. For,
sure. That's it's, absolutely
it smells like, it's got that now, mold kind of.
How many bums can I sign you up for? How many bums?
I mean, I'm not going to. I can't.
I don't think bums are on my Christmas list.
Well, with your listeners, like any bums, can they write in? Can they call in? Can we get the phones up? Can we get them calling in? Or
Yeah, we can.
I need help, to be honest. I need, like, if I don't sell these bums, Gavin keeps screaming. He's just screaming every night. I don't know how to stop him. I don't know. I need to get independent, you know, to move out of this room. That I'm in.
Can you talk to him?
He's not. I don't think he's a human in the same sense of that he, like, it's like someone's put a crab brain in a man. It's just a screaming red mess.
He's red.
He's so red. I don't understand why he's that red. And he's so fat. I have to climb over him to get into the room. And sometimes if it's really cold, I curl up in the folds of fat and sleep there. But it's hard with the screaming, you know. It's just...
Mm.
I guess people could get in touch if they want a bum on Twitter.
If you want a bum, lovely bums. I can do you a fresh bum as well if you don't like the cans. Obviously, these cans, this one admittedly has gone putrid. I've just tasted the brine then and it has gone putrid. So that's probably what's happened there.
Yeah, but it definitely smells kind of like something dead.
Yes, for sure. Well,
I'm worried that you're not sealing them correctly.
I don't seal them at all. I don't even attempt to seal the cans. I just let them be as they are.
Okay.
My name's the Can Bum Man, and I'm going to go away now. I also scat sing. Skiddy boa, skiddy
bop. All right, that's all the time we have for. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No more men that are wandering past.
Yeah, stay tuned on The Grub.
Ocean Squad luxury, beachside accommodation. Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
Enjoy the best that the Gold Coast has to offer with the luxury resort Ocean Squirt.
Ocean Squirt luxury, beachside accommodation. Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
Luxury.
Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
And pleasure for the whole family.
Jerome?
Yes, Jerome. Welcome to Ocean Squirt's luxury beachside accommodation.
Oh.
Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
Look, it's Karen from number 65.
Karen, how are you enjoying
a
honeymoon suite here at Ocean Squirt?
Yeah, look, everything's been great, Jerome, but listen, John's had a fall upstairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, look, we're really worried. We're in 65. He's on his back. He slipped over one of the squirts.
He had a squirt off?
Yeah, he won't get up and he's really angry and he's saying he's going to sue Ocean Squirts and...
Okay, well, unfortunately we did sign a waiver just before entering that absolves Ocean Squirts of any squirt-related mishaps, but I will endeavour to help your husband.
Can you accompany me to the room?
I would love to accompany. Let's come over here.
Just write the key.
Yeah, I can hear a squeeze.
All right, John, we're coming in, love. I'm trying to find the key. All right, we're in, love.
Oh, you gotta fucking get me out of here.
Okay, John, what happened
here? I'm falling in the squirt, you fucking dogs.
All right,
I'm covered in it. I'm smoking wet. I'm slippery. It stinks.
Yeah, John, love, you haven't even tried to hop up.
I can't get up my fucking back. It's done me back. It's done me knees.
Okay, no problem. So...
Oh, I'm naked as the day is long.
Yes, and may I say... that this squirt is one of the best squirts I've seen.
Oh, well, you're fucking saying that, mate, but I'm the one who's sliding.
Okay, it's not...
slipping around in the fucking squirt, you dog.
Okay, let's get you on your feet. One, two, three.
Oh, my God. Oh. Sorry.
I'm so worried about you. I'm so worried about your mental health.
Oh, God, I'm so... I did shit myself down there on the floor. I'm sorry about that.
No, I can't. I can smell it.
Oh, God. I'm kicking it under the bed here. Oh.
Yeah, just kick that.
Jerome, is there anything we can do for him?
Well, you know,
I, for one, I'm happy to give you a couple of complimentary buffet tickets.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, oh, sure.
No, yeah, no, buffet's all right.
Yeah. And...
oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
May I just say, nothing heals a back more than one of our custom squirt packages.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic, Drom.
Yeah, you're both going to have a nice... beachside squirt.
Put a towel on or something.
He's already seen the whole business.
In fact, maybe I should just...
He's a rat!
I guess everything's fine here now.
I do have a big stiffy. guilty as charged.
You know? Have a look at a draw.
I am looking right into the eye.
Don't lock me up. Don't put me back in jail. you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I do know what.
That were the hardest 8 years of my life.
Yeah.
But thanks for the spa package.
That's all right. My pleasure. And if you ever need anything, here's my personal phone number.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, John.
Drom.
John?
Drom.
John.
Drom.
James.
Drom.
Jim.
Drom.
John.
Drom.
My name's John.
Huh.
Eh.
Anyway.
Can we get this squirt cleaned up? I'm covered in the squirt.
I will send some of our maids to unsquirt you.
Oh, that's good, because just have a look at me back here. Look, I'm just...
ooh.
Can you see,
are saturated.
Can you see the squirt dripping off the hair on me back?
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see
that's
it.
Nice.
That's got to change.
Yeah.
That's
well, rest assured, we will get this all mopped up.
Yeah.
And
what about if I got a flannel?
Yep.
As in a T-shirt? Or as a cloth?
The cloth.
A cloth.
The
cloth. Flannel. Nice warm flannel.
Yes, Jerome.
Oh, sure.
That's...
flannel can come in many different shapes and sizes, just like the human body.
Yeah.
It's the grave.
Went swimming this morning in the industrial wasteland that is the Port Phillip Bay. I'm back in the game.
Which is Port... is Port Phillip Bay just the big bay that's
big
in
bay.
Melbourne?
Big bay, baby.
That's
it's
one of the
one... it's your stock standard. I'm in St Kilda.
Yeah, so if you're in St Kilda, that's Port Phillip
it's
Bay.
Massive,
it's a big
though.
Old bay. Yeah, it's a big...
the spirit of Tasmania.
Yeah, that whizzes off from there. No worries.
Because I read somewhere that it is so polluted you should never swim in it.
No. This is a... well...
No.
Well, you can monitor it online, but sometimes if it...
any beach that you can have to monitor
you do.
Online.
Just forget
because,
it.
Because
just
the thing is you have to be careful of is rain, because rain gets... There's an area of South Melbourne Beach called Poo Corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's known to the locals. Because if it's raining, there's a pipe there that really pushes out...
pushes out the poo.
Yeah, a lot of suburban matter, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
A woman I swam with once found a butterflied set of chops in there, still in the tray with the plastic. She swam past them. That's on a bad
day. That's all right. That's a little meat tray.
Well, that's like when...
she won. Winner.
I want to bring you back to 2011, the Brisbane floods, the Queensland floods. Mm.
Boring.
Where were you?
Yeah. Where were you?
Where were you?
They love this, the Queensland.
They fucking do.
I just...
it's the one thing.
That's all they got.
We had a big flood. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's the same with Perth people. Remember when the hail fell?
Okay.
That is the word.
Get an education.
If you go to Queensland and you get in a car with someone from Queensland, all you're going to hear is, and the water was up to there.
Mm.
See that Macca's sign over there? Water to the top. That's all you'll hear.
Mm.
But there was lots of cool stuff in the river.
What'd
you find?
Like a water tank. There were some jetties. It was like full jetties. Like we went down to the beach and there were just full jetties on the beach.
I tell you who must panic during a storm of that magnitude is anyone who's thrown a dead body into the Brisbane River or any, because they'd be like,
yeah.
The
body's going to come out.
Yeah, the body's going to come up.
True, but also you might be like
thinking, oh, I might get lost amongst all the pineapples and shit.
All the flotsam and
jetsam.
That's
another thing. There was like 300 pineapples. I don't know why. And there's just one bit, there's just pineapples everywhere.
Mm. Pineapple City.
Yeah.
That's what they call Brisbane.
Floodnapples.
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 Brisbane floods. The rain came down that day. And we all looked up to the sky and said, when will this all wash away? It's the Brisbane floods. It's the Brisbane floods. Why have you made it so wet?
Why has God sent the big wet down? Did we do too many abortions? Yes.
That's why. I believe that.
Let's move on like the river flowing through.
Like the brown snake through the Brisbane city.
I swam in Port Phillip Bay this morning and now I can't feel my ass. Bacteria.
I will now read a second poem about the Mario Brothers. This poem is called I Wish the Mario Brothers Could Have Stopped 9/11. When those towers came down, thousands died. If the Mario Brothers were real, they would all still be alive. There is nothing the Mario Brothers cannot do, including saving those towers, 1 and 2. The Pentagon would still have fallen because there's only 2 brothers, that's all of them. Thank you for listening to my talk about the Mario Brothers.
Check the colour of your urine. It's important to stay hydrated.
Grub of the Week. Who's Grub of the Week?
Oof, that is...
I'd like to nominate some of the jellyfish in the bay this morning.
We had a
jellyfish chat.
Oh yeah, we were researching
because in the bay this morning was a species of jellyfish no one had seen before. It was red with like tentacles and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we had to get out
because no one had seen it before.
Yeah. What do you reckon about that? What do you reckon about that climate change denier?
It's fucked up. I mean, it's not happening. It's just all mumbo jumbo from the bloody leftards. Mm. Okay, yeah.
That's my nom anyway.
Grub of the Week. I don't really. You know, I love everyone. I just think
that's true.
They're all,
yeah.
I just think everyone is so wonderful.
I mean, we could go political. ScoMo once again.
ScoMo.
We're going to go on political.
Because ScoMo, like, there was a chance that they were going to be like, hey, we're going to pass this motion where if a kid is sick on Manus Island, they can come to Australia.
Mm.
And they were so incensed. They're so terrified of children, this government, that they were like, we're shutting the government down for the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like, we can't have the kids. These kids are the worst. They're the devil. They're
shut up, Dad.
They are the number one public enemy of Australians are these tiny children.
Yeah. That is fucking... But I almost think that ScoMo being a grub is he's a grub. Of course he is. He's a piece of
he's kind of the mascot for this podcast.
He is. Mm. But Bill Shorten to me when he voted when he supported that data encryption bill,
and then goes, oh, I still feel weird about it.
Yeah, still feel weird about it, but we'll support it. Mm. That's grubby because that's you don't expect it from him. Because ScoMo said he was going to...
Said he was a grub from the top.
Yeah, ScoMo's like, I'm a grub and I want to make everyone suffer. But Bill Shorten's like, no, I don't want to, but secretly I do. Fucking grub.
Right.
You kind of got to have a shortened haircut at the moment.
Oh, thank you, yeah. I cut my hair myself. Yesterday I cut my hair.
And isn't Alison pleased?
Yeah, a picture of Shorten. You were like, I'm going to be like you.
like Papa Bill.
Daddy Shorten.
Daddy Shorten. Let me in, Daddy Shorten.
So who is Grub of the Week? Have you made a decision?
All right, give it to...
I reckon you, the listeners.
Oh.
It's like when Time did Person of the Year and it was just like a mirror on the cover and it said you.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, but let's.
Yeah.
You are the grubs.
You are the your grub own of the week.
Yeah. Be the grub. Be the grubby your own week.
Yeah. Be grubby at work.
Be grubby on the train.
Be grubby at Christmas.
Be grubby right now.
Boxing Day, the grubbiest of all days. Mm,
be grubby at the cricket.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Next week, we've got a nude episode. Don't miss it. It will be totally nude. Thanks, guys.
Be grubby at mine.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
And share it. See ya. Drom, what do you want to do about this erection?
Well, maybe I can finish you off. That's good. That's good, that one.
That might need to go in the bin. I think that needs to go in the bin.